following is an interview which took place on May 25, 1975, in Latoka, Fiji, which was later broadcast on a local radio station.
Why did you choose to go to America and propagate the teachings of Lord Krishna in the Western country?
Because Indian people, being cultivated for at least 1,000 years, had lost their original culture. And being poverty stricken, they are simply after money. By who can prove? So, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that Bhuvaisajya Prasaktana Vaya Apuhita Setusa. Persons who have lost their consciousness on account of being too much attached to material enjoyment, they cannot understand this concept. So I thought that America, they've enjoyed enough of this material happiness, money and women, and they are now becoming disappointed. So they are at least on the platform of renunciation. They don't want anymore, like their fathers and grandfathers. Of course, they are not guided. The right required to go there to guide them. So, almost 50% of my devotees are collected from these disappointed persons, young men. They are going astray. So, they appreciate that I have saved them. Therefore, they are after me, this younger generation. And they are helping me in broadcasting this Krishna consciousness. So I think my attempt was successful.
This oriental philosophy generally, and in particular because Krishna consciousness, has found a lot of devotees in the Western civilization. What is the main reason for this?
You are thinking this is oriental civilization. But that is not the fact. The fact is, this is human civilization. There is no question of East and West. Every living being, not only human being, even other beings, there are 8,400,000 forms of life. And Krishna claims that sarva-yonishu kaunteya sambhavanti murtayaja tāshāna mahajyati brahma aham bijyupati. So, Krishna is for the aquatics, the animals in the water, the vast sea, there are so many animals. Then, from the water, the trees are coming out. Jayana Vrakkhani, Sabra Lakkhavinsati, in this evolutionary process is going on. But all of them, living entities, and part and parcel of God, Krishna. So, by the evolutionary process, they come to the human form of life. Now, there is developed consciousness. Now, the human being has to decide which way he has to go. Again, to the lower species of life, or higher forms of life. The higher forms of life are there in the upper planetary system. Their duration of life, material standard of living, very, very comfortable, 1,000 times better than here. So, Krishna says that if you like to go to the higher planetary system, you can go there. That's all it is said. If you cultivate yourself for going to the air planet system. First of all, we have to understand that we are eternal, part and parcel of Krishna. We are simply changing body. This is material condition. And there are lower grade of bodies or higher grade of bodies, but we have to change. Prahadehantara prati. It's like we are changing our bodies from childhood to babyhood to boyhood, and old age. Similarly, when this body will be finished, no more usable, then we have to accept rather. But we, the present civilization is so foolish, they do not know in this big purpose I have taught that there is life after death. They do not know. Although it is very evident that they have no such knowledge in common sense. And that is big education. Anyway, there is no such department which deals with the transmigration of the soul. That is the defect of the modern civilization. So there is transmigration of the soul by evolution, by transmigration of the soul. We have come to this human form of life. Now, here we have to decide it. Because we are the part and parcel of God, the small particle of the same quality. So God is fully independent. We have got also a little independence. So God does not interfere with our independence. Now here we have to decide which way again we shall go. We have come by the evolution, by nature's way. Nature has brought us and given us a chance whether we shall go to our original spiritual life or we shall remain in this material world. By changing body one after another. That is to be described. Krishna consciousness movement is educating people to stop your so-called material advancement. You come again back to home, back to God. Therefore our paper's name is Back to God. Don't make any false advancement. You never realize. This is our propaganda. It is called Nimitti Marga. Nimitti Marga means stop material way of life, begin spiritual way of life, and come to Godhead, Krishna, back to home, back to Godhead. Pattadriyam punanjanvaneti. If you cultivate spiritual life, then after giving us this body, we have to give up. This is material. And after giving us this body, we can accept. We can continue our spiritual body, or we can accept again material body. That will require our sense as to cultivate. So if we cultivate spiritual life, some percentage, not that everyone will live, at least the higher class, higher section of the society, if they cultivate spiritual life, and remain ideal, the others may follow. This is our problem.
Coming back to this question of the Western type of civilization, do you feel that the success of the movement in the Western society is an indication of the need being felt by the Western man that he has been lacking in spiritual ideologies?
The thing is that they are very intelligent, there is no doubt about it. Materially, they are always advanced. Materially, when they are manufacturing machine of the gearship, in India we are manufacturing swing machine or cycle. As I've seen in the world, the Indians were very proud of manufacturing cycle and swing machine, whereas the Americans and Europeans, they are saying, the house supplementation of this jet plane are there. So, materially, they are advanced. There is no doubt about it. And they are yes. But spiritually, they are not. Therefore, I am an Indian, poor Indian. That's everything. Because you understand that spiritually, not only me, that any Swami or go, they close on that. If there is something spiritual. Unfortunately, the other Swami people were exploited, the chief. They do not, they neither they do know what is spiritual life, neither they could give them. For example, for the last 200 years or more than that, the Swamis are going. Not a single person was a Christian devotee in history, in those countries. But now we are putting Bhagavad Gita within hundreds and thousands of them.
Swamiji, it's been said sometimes that India has too much philosophy and the West has too much materialism.
Yeah.
Where is the right balance in this modern world?
The balance is that you should be reciprocal respect. What you have got, you give me. What I have got, I give. This should be the process of exchange. Then the world will be nice. Where there is exchange of gifts. But our India followed the principle for begging. Give me land, give me money, give me wheat, give me rice, give me war materials. Simply begging. So we must give something. This is the first time we are giving something. Otherwise, India was a beggar, simply, to the Western country. For the technical education, we are going to this. When there is war, there is asking, I mean, please give us war materials. And when they give war materials to Pakistan, we give them envious. But you are also taking rice, dal, barley. So why should you remain beggar?
Finally, Swamiji, what is the relevance of Krishna consciousness in our modern society? What would be the relevance of Krishna's teaching?
Relevance when you are spirit soul. You are not this body. This thing must be also understood. Aham Brahmasmi. That is India's philosophy. That is spirit soul. And if you realize Brahmasmi, Brahma Bhuta Pratanna Atma, Nasurta-sira. As soon as you realize that you are not this material body, you are spirit soul, then immediately you become jolly. Prasannatma. Prasannatma means not Ujjati, not Ankati. He has no more any anchoring for things which he does not possess. No more any lamenting which he has lost. Take for example that we are lost our portion of country as Pakistan and fighting since this was the plan by the British government that divide them in such a way. They will particularly fight. They will never be happy. This was the plan that has been successful. But we are lamenting. Both Pakistan is lamenting or not, I do not know, but Hindustan is lamenting. Gandhi was against this partition. Jawaharlal Nehru had to become Prime Minister immediately divided. So, these things are going on. So, lamenting, we have lost. But if you take this Krishna consciousness movement very seriously, you can make the whole world Hindustan.
Thank you.
Thank you.